Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of January, and I'm recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a somewhat quieter day, but interesting nevertheless. There's a few interesting movers, but first let's take Wall Street. In the statistic du jour economic report from Wall Street today, there was I think the employment figures were indicated to be slightly better than forecast, and that kind of slammed the door on hopes that maybe the QE tapering would be postponed for this month. I don't think there was ever any chance of that, really. Any rate, the Dow closed a little lower, down 0.41. And the S&P was almost unchanged, down just a tiny fraction. And the NASDAQ actually was firm against that background, but only up 0.3 of a percent. So we have the U.S. indices right now ranging in response to that overbought condition following that Christmas rally that we actually saw. And it remains to be seen, you know, will they squeeze out a little bit further to the upside following this ranging phase, or are we going to get a corrective phase? And the latter would not surprise me. It's now 581 days since we saw a correction of 10%. On Wall Street, which is fairly unusual overall. But again, we have to remember that even though monetary tapering is going to occur, that nevertheless, the monetary input is extremely positive. Well, a lot of that obviously is reflected by the strength that we've seen on Wall Street, last year's major move, of course. Now, a number of people, including ourselves, feel that Europe looks a little bit more interesting here right now, because there isn't going to be any tapering. They don't have QE, but they've certainly flushed the banks the ECB has certainly flushed the banks with liquidity, and they've used that to buy their own debt overall. And European stock markets are generally less expensive than Wall Street. But you have to be a little bit careful because it is a mixed picture. For instance, the stock market performances range from very much laggards in the southern European sector, but nevertheless, they've improved quite a bit and look quite interesting. To Denmark, which has just run riot on the upside. I mean, it's really matched Wall Street, including on valuations, with a current PE of 24.6 and a yield of only 1.75. But there certainly is some good value in most of these European markets. And the key point is that no reduction of their positive monetary policies. That also applies to Japan, and we had the TSE 2 index, that's the second section, up for the seventh day in succession, and it's been a surge to the upside. Looks like it's completed what I've described previously in my copy, and I think also in the audio, as the first step above the base formation that you can see on charts of the Japanese indices. The TOPIX index and the Nikkei 225 have not yet pushed to further new highs like the TSE 2 index has, but that usually leads. And the Nikkei had a good day in here today, up almost 2%. China markets, which have been serial underperformers, were a little steadier today. China's more than a bit of a mystery to me here overall, but the valuations are low. And Hong Kong had a gain of 1.25% against that background today. Most of the Asian markets predictably were higher in here today following Wall Street's strength yesterday. Now, elsewhere, European markets mostly mixed after their explosive gains yesterday, but nevertheless, Spain here up another 0.75% on top of the very big gains that it saw yesterday. And looking at long-dated government bonds, so this is interesting because the futures prices for the North American and European contracts are down, meaning that the yields are up a little bit, and that all important, in my opinion, U.S. 10-year Treasury, that yield at one point it was down around 2.95 yesterday, but pushed back up, actually touched. Moved fractionally above the 3% level once again here today and then closed just fractionally below it. But it's still in the pattern that I had been mentioning and was looking for, where we'd see some temporary resistance near that 3% level. But if the US economy continues to show signs of improvement, I think it's quite likely that it will. We're going to see a breakout, I think, at some point in the first quarter, and it would take very bad news, more than the little slowdown that I forecast as a consequence of the polar vortex. Great name. This obviously this extremely cold spell that our American subscribers have had to endure for the most part, although not everywhere. It wasn't cold enough, for instance, to threaten the orange juice crop in Florida, and California. Owen is enjoying the sunshine and warmth there. Now, what else happened here today? The U.S. dollar index, that's against European currencies. It was a little firmer in here today. The ECB, it's the European Central Bank, is succeeding in getting the euro back down from that 138, 130, 1.38, 1.39 level that it's tested on three occasions over the last couple of months, and it's currently at 1.3575. The dollar, I think, will appreciate overall against the euro this year. It did not do that last year, but the US can live with a slightly firmer currency more easily than the Europeans can, in my opinion, for the most part. But we also saw, sterling's steady-ish in here, 1.6445. Precious metals a little bit lower here today, but well off their lows. Just to mention those figures, silver 1950, platinum, actually platinum's up a couple of dollars here, 1417, and gold bullion down 7.25 to 1224.85. Looking at other commodities, there's still a soft tone here generally. I maintain that the industrial metals are base building, but they're in no hurry, just ranging quietly in these slow, long, type three sideways trading patterns. Crude oil a little bit lower in here on the WTI. That's down to 92.55. The Brent at 107.42. So no problems there. Still very much range bound. And grains and beans mostly softer in here today. So the cold weather fears have abated very quickly in the U.S. as and as I mentioned yesterday, and I posted a 7-day map to a weather forecasting map, which is very interesting. But it showed that the polar vortex would be fading out here as the week actually progressed, we get back to normal temperatures. And other elsewhere, coffee's looking a bit interesting, certainly oversold, and I'm getting a little bit steadier action here. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.